This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Tourists from all over the world are visiting our nation's capital to see a symbol of international friendship and cooperation. The cherry blossom trees, a gift from Japan to the United States in 1912, are in bloom. While visiting Washington, D.C., some of those tourists might also make their way to the National Zoo, home of two giant pandas currently on loan from the China Wildlife Conservation Association. The panda exhibit began back in 1972 when the Chinese government gave two pandas to the U.S. following President Nixon's visit to China. Against this backdrop of good international relations, however, a conflict is escalating between the U.S. and China. China has engaged in unfair trade practices for years, and now the U.S. is reacting with tariffs intended to bring China to the negotiating table. Instead of negotiating to stop the tariffs and agree to fair trade terms, China has responded by escalating the situation with higher tariffs on U.S. goods with agricultural products in the crosshairs. No matter who started it, it's time to stop it. U.S.-China trade is too important to both countries to let this fight continue and escalate further. As important as our $21 billion in agricultural exports to China are to farmers' and ranchers' livelihoods, the broader U.S. market for everything from clothing and computers to televisions and toys is much more important to China. China's exports to the U.S. exceeded $500 billion in 2017. China has a lot to lose in this battle. That's why it's just this week Chinese President Xi Jinping said in a speech that China would work to widen market access. That promise is a step in the right direction. It means there is hope we can avoid additional tariffs on our ag exports. This is a dangerous game we are playing, with U.S. agriculture at risk of being the loser. At risk is $12 billion a year in soybean exports, $500 million a year in pork and cotton exports, millions in fruit and nut exports, and more. All of this comes at a time when farm income is at a 16-year low. Farmers are patriotic, but they cannot hold on for long without their markets. Let's hope and pray that international goodwill is as alive today as it was when the first pandas arrived and the first cherry blossom trees were planted. It's time to negotiate and stop this tariffs race. AFBF's Will Roger was quoted in a Reuters article on the current trade situation with China and relief options for American agriculture. Noting that both farmers and agriculture policymakers are concerned, Reuters explained, "It is unclear what types of options exist to protect this sector, though expectations were that the Omnibus Farm Bill, the U.S. government's main food and agricultural policy tool, could include crop insurance and potentially other subsidies that could address the concerns." Roger, AFBF Director of Policy Communications, explained that while relief options have yet to be formally put forward, protecting American agriculture's export market is a priority. "We have heard no specific proposals and haven't offered any," Roger told Reuters. "Our preferred outcome is a negotiated solution so that neither China nor the U.S. actually imposes tariffs." Data recently released from the Agriculture Department's Foreign Agricultural Service indicates that U.S. farmers and ranchers exported $11.3 billion of agricultural products to 183 countries during February 2018, up 0.3% from the prior February and the highest level since 2015. The top markets for U.S. agricultural products in February were Canada at $1.6 billion, China at $1.5 billion, Mexico at $1.4 billion, and Japan at $949 million. These four markets represented nearly 50% of U.S. agricultural exports during February. Cotton and livestock exports were up 18% and 12% respectively to $788 million and $1.5 billion. Dairy product exports were up 4% to $448 million, and poultry products exports were up 12% to $408 million. Oil seeds and grains saw lower export values in February, down 5% and 15% respectively. The oilseed export value of $2.5 billion is the lowest trade value for February since 2009. The U.S. imported $10.5 billion in agricultural products during February 2018, up 11% from the prior year. U.S. imports were led by $5.5 billion in horticultural products and $1.8 billion in sugar and tropical products. Major importers to the U.S. include Mexico at $2.3 billion, Canada at $1.7 billion, and Chile at $402 million. 165 countries supplied agricultural products to the U.S. in February 2018. AFBF's Will Roger was quoted in a CNBC article on Chinese trade tariffs and the negative effects they could have on American agriculture. In response to American-imposed tariffs, China's finance ministry announced in a statement published Sunday it would impose retaliatory tariffs on up to 128 kinds of U.S. goods, following through on a threat initially made on March 23rd. It's a first step that has a lot of us concerned, according to Roger, who is AFBF's Director of Policy Communications. It will probably have some effect on pork prices. What exactly they'll be is hard to say. Following an extensive drought across much of the Southwest, winter wheat acres are in good to excellent conditions, are the lowest in 16 years. The Agriculture Department's April 2 Crop Progress Report revealed the percentage of U.S. winter wheat acres in good to excellent condition at 32%, down from 51% at the same time last year, and the lowest rating since the 2002 market year. As of April 1st, 38% of wheat acres are in fair condition, up from 35% last year. Finally, 30% of wheat acres are in poor or very poor condition, up from 14% in the same week a year ago. For 2018, U.S. growers planted 32.7 million acres of winter wheat. Of those acres, approximately 9.9 million acres are in poor or very poor condition. States with the most acres in poor or very poor condition include Kansas at 47%, Texas at 59%, and Oklahoma at 46%. The Agriculture Department reopened enrollment for the Margin Protection Program for dairy last week. Sign up for the 2018 coverage year will run through June 1. In a recent newsline, John Newton, AFBF's Market Intelligence Director, discussed important modifications to the program under the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2018. Newton said increasing the catastrophic coverage level from 4 million to 5 million pounds and making the program trigger monthly instead of every two-month period will make the program much more affordable and timelier in terms of delivering program payments to dairy farmers. Changes were made because the program didn't work for dairy farmers during its first 2 years. Newton added that milk prices dropped by nearly 50%, and yet dairy farmers didn't get any type of meaningful safety net protection from the Margin Protection Program. That's why Farm Bureau worked with other industry stakeholders over the last 2 years to identify ways in which MPP could be improved. American Farm Bureau Federation's Will Roger was quoted by Voice of America in an article on the current trade situation with China and its impact on American agriculture. Noting that America's farmers and ranchers will be greatly impacted by a possible trade war, Voice of Agriculture explained, China, which buys nearly $20 billion in U.S. agriculture products annually, has become one of the most important export markets for U.S. farmers. But many agricultural products, including soybeans, cotton, frozen beef, and sorghum, will be subject to tariffs if it goes into effect. Roger, AFBF Policy Communications Director, explained how dependent agriculture is on trade and that the current farm economy is at a 16-year low. Right now, we export about 20% of what we produce. We are very, very dependent on exports. We are looking at 25% being placed on soybeans into China. The actual economic impact will not be good. It will certainly be bad. The question is how large it's going to be. We don't exactly know, Roger told Voice of America. While we haven't reached the crisis point, we have one or two more years of declining income. We will be there pretty quickly. We need it to stop. We need China and the United States to sit down and come up with a reasonable agreement in a reasonable fashion. Farmers and ranchers are well aware markets ebb and flow, but the tariff tit-for-tat between the U.S. and China is testing both the patience and optimism of families who are facing the worst agriculture economy in 16 years, cautioned AFBF President Zippy Duvall. Duvall, in a statement, said growing trade disputes have placed farmers and ranchers in a precarious position. We have bills to pay and debts we must settle and cannot afford to lose any market, much less one as important as China's. We urge the United States and China to return to negotiations and produce an agreement that serves the interests of the world's two largest economies. Last week, China unveiled a list of 106 imports from the U.S., including soybeans, cotton, and beef, that will be subject to a 25% tariff. 30% of U.S. soybeans, about $14 billion worth per year, go to China, making soybeans the United States' top ag export to China. Cotton is our number two export to China, with one out of five exported bales headed there. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.